Hi, I'm Simon Iansen, Chief Strategy Officer at Hoist Group, the provider of the widest range of hotel technology right across EMEA. In this latest Hospitality Tech Talk podcast, we're honored to talk to Mr. Rufino Perez, who is the Chief Operations Officer and Global Transformation Leader at NH Hotels. For those of you not familiar with NH, it's a longtime partner of Hoist Group, and they operate something like, or more than 350 hotels in nearly 30 countries. And what's interesting about NH is they've taken technology right to the heart of their operation. Rufino, welcome to Hospitality Tech Talk. How are you guys faring right now?
Hi, Simon. Thanks for the invitation. So as of now, we are starting to really see the recovery across all markets. You know that this has been going up and down depending on the sanitary health situation for a while, but now we can clearly see linked, of course, to the vaccination pace, a clear path of recovery. It will take some time, of course, and the speed may vary depending on the region, on the market, but we see activity coming back, hotels starting to host some events, and many more guests than in the previous months. So we look into the future with a clear optimism now.
That is fantastic to hear. And if we can park COVID for a moment, I know that's difficult to do, but up until COVID struck, you know, NH had been enjoying an impressive 5-year ADR growth period. My question is, what did you guys get right? And how did you achieve such an impressive performance?
Thank you. Well, it's not a big secret in the end, no? This performance is clearly related to the result of a solid 5-year strategic plan. That execution finished in 2019, and that allowed us to post that same year, the best results in our history. No? This 5-year plan had two differentiated phases. The first phase that began in 2014 focused on brand segmentation, so putting order within our brands, portfolio optimization, including rotating some assets, heavy investments in repositioning and in systems, IT, and renewed state-of-the-art pricing strategy. There was a second phase starting in 2017 that was based on the creation of additional business value. So this plan marked as priorities boosting company's income, increasing efficiency, while at the same time leveraging its strengths for new repositionings and organic expansion. So in a word, growth. And then finally, the entry of Minor International as our main shareholder also resulted in integration with Minor Hotels, which opened up a new stage of growth and synergy opportunities, mostly related to the new brands that we are operating now within Europe as our main market.
So how many brands in total is NH these days?
Well, we used to have NH, that is the upper scale, mid scale, brand 3-4 star hotels. We had we have NH Collection, that is the upper upscale brand 4-5 star hotels, and now that is depending on the country, it can be pronounced as Enhao, for instance, no? But now is the lifestyle brand, also upper upscale. Then we added, thanks to the integration with Minor, new brands, mostly the luxury and upper upscale segments with Anantara, the luxury brand, Tivoli, also a luxury brand with a clear footprint in Portugal, and Avani, that is also a lifestyle brand.
Fantastic. Now, you mentioned systems a moment ago, and I know that you're somebody who holds technology dear. How important has technology been to your recent success? And can you give us some examples of how it's made the difference?
Yeah, of course. Well, for us, technology was one of the key enablers of the strategic plan. So meaning that it was a must for many of the strategic initiatives that we had in place. So for instance, we started first with a new digital core platform that is in the end a pioneering technological solution which integrated all systems for most of the disciplines and all our hotels. So with that integrated open solution, it made possible to increase customer knowledge and maximizing efficiency and the innovation. And then thanks to that platform, we started to apply specific solutions to different disciplines or initiatives. For instance, a new revenue management strategy, fostering our commercial strategies and policies with an open pricing tool solution. So different to what is still a standard in the market with limited price points, no, and thresholds. So hotels jump from, imagine, 200 euros rate to 240. So what happens in between? Because the systems typically in hospitality are not ready to automatically create additional price points, but maybe the right balance between offer, supply and demand is just 235, is not 240, no? So our solution with open pricing made that possible to create infinite price points to optimize revenues. And that's just an example of all the different technologies that we applied: automation, robotic processes automation, machine learning, even artificial intelligence, are some of the different resources that we are applying to most of the work streams, tasks that our teams perform, enabling them to spend less time in not added value tasks and most of the time in providing the best possible service to our customers.
So machines are really starting to take over the world, is what you're saying. No, I'm only kidding. But it seems to be working, in seriousness. You know, in 2020, you outperformed your competitors. You increased your MPI by an impressive 5% and the RGI by 5%. Do you think that this performance is sustainable? Do you have the platforms in place to sustain this once the market fully reopens?
Well, to be honest, I don't think so. No, I think that this is not only related to our position in the market that is quite good, thanks to those efforts that we did in the previous years regarding renovations, repositioning, rebranding, etc. Also, location of our hotels is typically outstanding. But beyond that, we also took advantage of being in most of our markets the first ones reopening the hotels. So with that in mind, let's say that we took that advantage to increase dramatically our market share. We expect, of course, to keep our position as first hotel operator in most of our destinations and markets, but it is true also that 120% of MPI or RGI, as we are getting in several of our hotels and destinations, I don't see that as sustainable once that all the hotels are reopened and competing in what is going to be a quite tough market in the next few months.
So what have we learned what has NH Group learned from the COVID experience? How has the market changed as we start to reopen now? And what will be different in terms of drivers?
Yeah, I think that what customers, of course, really appreciate and need now is a safe environment. That's why we implemented the Feel Safe at NH program, a comprehensive review of over 700 standards to adapt our services to the new sanitary situation. So this is the first thing that, of course, all our customers are taking into consideration. And then beyond that, what is going to change probably is the frequency of some trips, the duration or even the size of some meetings. So there is going to be change, that's for sure. It is difficult yet to really understand the size, the dimension of that change, but we are absolutely ready for that. No, as an example, beyond the Feel Safe program, we have launched some months ago already the hybrid meetings by NH. So addressing already the new business needs of our customers. So we have several hotels in different markets that can already organize this kind of hybrid meetings with attendance both on site and through different connectivity systems. No?
This seems to be a sort of long-term structural change, and terms like co-living and co-working seem to be more and more the front, you know, more to the front and center of people's thinking. I guess it's good to see, and I guess it's great to hear that you guys are adapting to this. What's the response been like to your hybrid meeting offering, and is this something you're planning to expand as a concept?
Yeah, absolutely. We expect that to be expanded. The first feedback from our customers is extremely positive. Of course, you need to be ready for that with the right technology, with the right bandwidths, with the right security also. That is absolutely a must, and our understanding is that this is going to stay. For sure. No? Beyond that, I think that technology is going to play a crucial role in the next few years. No? Luckily, we already took that into consideration when we defined our previous strategic plan. No? And technology was already at the heart of that plan. No? So in a way, we benefited from, let's say, the advantages and the developments that we already had in place to provide solutions that now are absolutely demanded by all customers and all ages, no? Because of course the pandemic has accelerated adoption of many technologies. Now, I was not expecting my parents to be reading QRs with their mobile, no? And they are now doing so, and this is amazing, no? So as technology is going to keep playing a key role, we need to take that into account. And I think that mostly in two different aspects. No? One is that technology is going to be necessary for the sustainable growth of our business. We need to be more efficient through the automation of processes, simplifying commercial tasks, streamlining costs, and for that, robotization, again, artificial intelligence, robotics, etc., are absolutely key. And then, secondly, these new digital solutions that we can provide will be decisive in regaining the trust and the enthusiasm of travelers. No, so it's going to be a tangible part of the customer experience. No, so ensuring that they feel safe, our customers, and at the same time pampered. No, because we cannot still lose the human touch. But it is true that some services that we were used to do in a, let's say, analogic way, we can migrate them, let's say, to the digital world without harming, just the opposite, the experience. No, we have some examples like FastPass that is enabling our guests to do their check-in online before arrival. Also, before arrival, they can choose the room they like, and then they can also do the checkout online without visiting the reception, no? And this is the kind of contact that probably they don't need. They don't need probably to visit the reception just to get a key or to pay the bill. Another story, of course, is those customers that need advice, that need tickets for the theater, that need a reservation for a restaurant. That is where the human touch is needed, and we are focusing also on providing the best possible service to that respect. No? But finding that balance between safety, technology, comfort, speed, and the human touch, I think that is going to be the game changer for the near future.
Absolutely. And I think we're going to see a very evolved and different guest journey over the next sort of 3 to 5 year window. Taking your FastPass initiative there, for sure, technology has to play the role of enabler. I don't think we can lose sight of the fact that we're in hospitality and there is a human element within that hospitality business. And that's massively important. What we've seen with online check-in and check-out, and also integrated with mobile key, which I know is something that you guys are very interested in at the moment, is a choice to be made by the hotels. You know, correct, with mobile key, it's a long-term benefit here. It's not just about hygiene and maintaining social distance during the COVID times, but it's here to stay. And then a decision has to be made. If it requires less people on the front desk, do you reduce the number of front desk staff and therefore drive savings but maintain, you know, a good level of guest satisfaction? Or do you retask those front desk staff, keep the same of staffing, and get them to spend more time on cross-sell and upsell? And those human touch items that you mentioned, like selling theatre tickets or event tickets, that sort of thing. So it creates a fantastic a decision-making tipping point, if you like, going forward. And that's very interesting to hear.
Yeah, I agree. I'm much more, let's say, on the side of retasking our people in the front office than just reducing staff, no? Considering the kind of hotels we have, because we don't play budget. In our case, is mid-scale, upscale, upper-upscale. So what I would be expecting is not a reduction of the staff in the desks, but retasking them and being much more devoted to provide service, advice, whatever our guests eventually need. No? But it is true that you can even improve service with these tools. No? Now that especially guests are getting used to use them, no? Because even though they were pretty used to do, let's say, online check-in for a flight, they were not so keen to do so for staying in a hotel, no? And this is changing, no? And with that change in behavior, we can also provide better service, because it's not the same if you learn just in the check-in time that the guest doesn't want, imagine, a high floor or a room close to the elevator, than learning that before they arrive. No, your reaction time and your capacity to adapt to their preferences is much better. No, so now they can choose if they want a low or a high floor, if they want shower or a bathtub, if they rather prefer two beds or just a king bed, etc. No. So that will improve dramatically the experience of our guests, combining, let's say, a much better experience for checking in and also for their stay.
Rufino, as a frequent NH guest, I look forward to, you know, taking advantage of these amazing technologies that you are introducing and will, I'm sure, continue to introduce over time. I would like to thank you for your insight today. It's been absolutely great talking to you, and I hope that NH Hotels has a strong post-COVID experience. Bookings, I know, are up for the summer, and hopefully this is the beginning of the path to full-term recovery for our industry as a whole. And I want to wish you and your team all the best in the coming months. Thanks very much again for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Simon, and thank you also for your partnership and your support.
Oh, you're very welcome. Folks, that's the end of today's podcast. If you have any questions or comments, as always, drop us a note at marketing@hoistgroup.com. That just leaves me to say, take care, stay safe, and thanks for tuning in.